Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 2 with verses 5 through 8. Nor indeed did we ever appear with flattering speech, as you know, or with a pretext for greed. God is witness, nor did we seek praise from human beings, either from you or from others, although we were able to impose our weight as apostles of Christ. Rather, we were gentle among you, as a nursing mother cares for her children. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved had you become to us. There are many a person in the world that they have become our dearly beloved. You can think of our children, our parents, our friends who are close to us. Paul knows we must celebrate when celebration is appropriate. We must weep with those who are weeping. Encountering all things by his will to accomplish redemption utilizes the strength of Christ, determined to share his mercy. God is your witness, and you can tell anyone about him. You can call on him at any time, at any place, for any reason. Let Jesus live in you and be shown as the grace of salvation. Remain patient, persistent, and passionate about life eternal, and every other aspect of life will fall into place. Yes, God first. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. Lord, we pray for the dying as we do each day. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for those who are living the fear of war in Ukraine. We pray in the Holy Spirit for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Witness is God. Many had forgot. Speech flattering appear indeed not. No greed pretext, no you. Must stop. Witness is God, many had forgot. Beings, humans, praise, seek not, from others mock. Christ, apostles, weight, impose, ability. Among all gentle were we as tranquility. Seemingly mother nursing children, facilities. God's gospel shared, determined affection, capability. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 21st, 2022. Recording this morning at 7:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today we did a little traveling. We had some dental appointments this morning, first thing, in Miami, Florida, to Miami, VA. Wife has seen a second opinion on her slip and fall injury. Make sure that she's doing okay, so she's in the emergency room being seen by a doc. And we're praying for her complete recovery. She's coming along really well. She's just got some issues that she wants to make sure that she's going to be okay. So we close today at 6:09 in a novena of prayers. We always shout out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too, and have an awesome name day in the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.